The Master's Playground.
Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am Chrissy Stereo. Yes, you are tuning in on this Thursday evening at skidrowstudios.com. Tonight's episode is titled, A Life in Service. It's all about the service that we provide in this world. Before we get started, let's take a moment to bow to the divine teacher within, infinite wisdom, and to connect to our higher self. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev. Beloveds, right? So it was a little maddening getting here today. Literally walked in the door, I want to say about 3 to 5 minutes ago. So I'm like, oh my God, set up. But here I am. Beautiful. So in this episode, we are looking at service. You might recall I highlighted periodically throughout the last year since the Master's Playground debuted, my mentioning I'm devoting my life to service. So I wanted to take the opportunity to communicate just what that means. Let's start by looking at the definition of service. It's a noun, and it communicates the action of helping or doing work for someone. And it goes on and on and on from there, but I'm going to leave it at that one definition. With our emerging Aquarian times, this idea of service moving forward will be more than just an ideal. It will be our lives. We are going to start putting that into action. So how does service tie in to happiness? What's all the rage? What's happening here? There's only one thing which will bring happiness. It is when we humble ourselves and serve others. It is then that the universe, God, the divine, all that is, will fill in the gap and shall serve us. Now, there are people that say, I have light. And there's others that would say, I have a dharma. And there's others that would say, I have happiness. However, the test of a happy man is when they come out and serve those who are unhappy. It is only that man that knows God. It is the highest privilege and honor bestowed on an ordinary man. There is no other way on the planet to free our souls onto the destiny that we're meant to live and onto God but by serving those who need a hand, smiling at them, wiping away their tears, forgiving them. So with that ultra deep intro, let's dive into our first song. And there's so many different options, but I'm going to dive into a classic. Enjoy. Hi, everyone. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and you are tuning in to the Master's Playground. Yay! What? All right, right on. What a magical week, you guys. What a magical week. So tonight's episode, we are looking at a life in service and what that means, right? And it's highlighted that once you live a life in service, the cosmos, the divine, God, the governing force works for you, with you, through you. And so in my very humble and grateful estimate, understanding, reality, it's the only life to live. The only one that makes it all worth it, you know? It supersedes the ego. It supersedes narrow-mindedness. And it really has our heart opening and connecting to the concept and the reality that we are all one. So, seva. The moment you serve with heart and head, and without grinding any axe, you win the person forever. You deliver another person facing difficulty in their own strength. You save the person in the face of calamity. You protect him in the face of non-reality and bring home the reality. In any form, shape, or projection, if you can elevate a person's consciousness, his spirit, his self, his environments, his life, that is seva. Seva means doing a service of no return. That is how grace gets multiplied. When you are not seeking any return. Yeah.
Magic.
Seva is selfless service. When one is forced by environments and circumstances to selflessness, inexperience, that is seva. When you do something for show or to communicate that you have done something, that is not seva. So really, seva is when you feel very honored to do something. You feel it within your own self. It is when you honor yourself. Yeah, it is when you honor your consciousness. Beautiful. I want to transition into another song. Again, you're listening to Chrissy Stereo, The Master's Playground. You could find me at triplegoddesspro.me. And tonight we are embracing all things living a life in service. And so I'm inspired to play. Yeah, I think I'm going to go down this road. Enjoy.
Been blind.
Beautiful. Carnival. Natalie Merchant. So what are we looking at here? Yes, a life in service. What does that mean? Oh my goodness. To uplift others is to uplift yourself. We are one. Yogi Bhajan spoke about some aspects of seva and karma yoga. It's a whole, there's all these different lineages to yoga, karma yoga being one of them, and it ties in with seva. And he spoke about it primarily in all of his classes, every single one. There was a very high importance placed upon this. He encouraged everyone to focus on giving rather than getting. To live with an attitude of gratitude for all blessings and all challenges. To act as a forklift and uplift others in need. And to serve humanity with love. Love is seva. Everything should be considered a gift. Everything. When anything wrong comes to us, think of it as a gift, and it will not stay with you. In Kundalini Yoga, in my life, the way I live it, I've chosen a way of life of welcoming everyone, to love everybody. And, you know, my peers, you know, being in teacher's training, learning from Kundalini masters, I see, feel, and resonate the true beauty that is living a life in service. Seva, which is done with your heart and head both. It is done in the name of the divine, in obedience to the divine, for the sake of the divine. Yeah. So some questions to ask ourselves. What are you up to? In this life, there are challenges. These challenges challenge how much sweetness is in you and how much sweetness you want to share. There's one God that takes care of us in spite of moments of where we may not even deserve it. One God. How many times have we become one with each other in the name of the divine? How much nearness have we created? How relaxed are you when someone makes a mistake? Where is your kindness and your compassion? He highlights that it's funny how people understand life. Climatically, critically, and with complaints. But that there's a different class of people who are complimenting, who have no attachment. They compliment their creator. They are grateful. Yeah. If somebody has fallen, we should raise that person up. If somebody is going down, we should lift them up. If somebody is hungry, we should feed them. If somebody is unhappy, we should dance with them. There are things to do, and those things are part of us. So with that, enjoy the next song. Have I mentioned that Depeche Mode is my all-time, okay, in the history of all bands, all-time favorite band in the entire world. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I love to love to love them. Never Let Me Down by Depeche Mode. Beautiful. So we have been embracing the concept of living a life in service. And what that means in this last portion of highlighting some of the points of being in service, I'm going to dive into something that was shared in Kundalini Yoga by Yogi Bhajan. A life in service. This path belongs to those who are not cold, whose hearts have not become stone, and whose heads have not become so swollen that they cannot hear the voice of the soul. This path will belong to those who, with all their strengths and weaknesses, will still serve others. Those who shall serve others, the divine, shall have no power but to serve them. That is the only way. Your power is not in your strength and weakness, in your show and your capacity, in your titles and your achievements, in your money and in your playing games. Your power is to uplift others. Those who uplift others, the divine shall uplift them, because it is divine's will to uplift everybody. When you live in your godliness, you will never fall. We are all pioneers in the age of Aquarius. No man can give a man anything other than love. No man can give a man anything other than hope. No man can give a man anything but service. The only thing you can do is act like a forklift. Go into the dirt and lift the other person and put him back on track so he can proceed. Remember, this is the beginning of a whole new era that's happening. It is the beginning of a new age. And what is happening now is a celebration as we shift from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age. We are the pioneers. It's about having a life of bowing our heads and opening our hearts. Yeah. Let us walk on this blessed land for a few days in spirit. With these words, with your likes and dislikes, your loves and hatred, your affection and understanding. Cross the boundaries which have never been crossed. touch the boundaries which have never been touched. Walk into hearts which have never been open. Shake hands which hate to be shaken. Go and bring people out of their holes so that they can be holy. And pull people out of their heights so that they could save their height in the eyes of God. You should be smart, learn the art, and go across the world and heal God's creation. This is your job. Our job is to heal the world and elevate and uplift everybody. Take a person from his lower self, from his ditch, and raise the pitch so that he could be uplifted. You know, in Kundalini Yoga, there is a mantra that we say for the age of Aquarius, which is keep up and you will be kept up. Help keep everybody up. When you never let yourself down and never let anybody else down, God shall serve you and never let you down. So with that, may the divine, God, the cosmos, the universe, guide us on this path. May we understand how blessed we really are. May we embrace the job of living a life in service. Yeah. So with that, enjoy this last song, and after the song, we'll pull tarot to look at the energies for the coming week. Enjoy.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I think to myself.
beautiful, fabulous. You are listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and this evening we have been discussing a life in service. Yeah, I ended up getting a little deep quoting Yogi Bhajan, quoting a master, someone who devoted his life to service and inspired others to do the same, including me.
Yeah.
All right, so we've come to the portion of the show where it is time to dive into all things tarot. Ask spirit, turn to spirit, and just basically highlight, okay, what are the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week? And I don't know about you guys, but it's been amazing, right? Like, you know, we officially felt the shift. We now have a sun in Aquarius, a new moon in Aquarius, and now we have Mercury going retrograde from the second decan, okay, which is getting a little bit more, you know, astro-numerology nerdy. But basically, think of it like in the slice of the pie, it's further along in the sign of Aquarius, and then it's going back to the very beginning of Aquarius. And so with that, we are reviewing everything that's happening within that sign. Right? Reviewing, renewing, revisiting, reconsidering. That's what Mercury retrograde offers us. The ability of simply going back and reviewing things so that we can then move forward in a much more enriched and self-embodied way. Right. So, very interesting energy that's been greeting us as of late. So what can we expect for this coming weekend and week? Well, yeah. Oh, wow. I just got a tickle of... Wow, there's magic about to happen. Okay. Two of Wands. This is the overall energy that we could expect for the coming week. So what are we looking at here? Well, it is faith in self. It's having faith in ourselves. It's an extroverted energy, so that we're going to be finding ourselves engaging a little bit more than not, as opposed to retreating and going within. There's still some uncertainty happening. You know, there's still a little like, oh, well, you know, not everything might be in place just yet. You know, as far as where you're going, how you're going about doing things of that. There's still some unanswered areas, but the overall energy is that we're still very positive about what's happening. So instead of being all worried and biting our nails, we're like, okay, I don't have all the answers, but right on, you know? I totally believe in myself. That kind of energy. Yeah. And really, it's an illustration of how we have controlled two opposing forces and have come into, you know, it's brought us into a new level of mastery. It also has us acknowledging our blessings. And as a result, it opens up the reality of having the world in the palm of our hands. So we're invited to follow our heart's desire. Wow, what a week. That's pretty hot, man. That's better than, like, I don't know, the crack tower card, you know? Right on. So then I asked, what are some additional energies? You know, okay, so instead of just saying, okay, give me the one snapshot, I'm like, compliment that. What other energy can we anticipate this week in addition to the card that was just shared with us? And look at this. We ended up getting the Magician. And with the Magician, we are taking what we have, waving our magic wand and transforming that, evolving it into something new. We're reinventing things. And with this magic wand, the magician, there's a lot of stability. We become the composers of our life. So we're going to be implementing, transforming, utilizing, and there's a lot of alchemy with this energy. And really, it is the first step. Notice the number one. It is the first step in our realization that our power is actually the power of the divine within us. It's a deeper awakening. Basically, we're evolving as spiritual beings even more so this week. So I'm loving it. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. This is a great, great week that is greeting us. The last card I ended up asking was, all right, given all of these energies, how do we navigate it, right? Obviously, we're going to be surveying things. We're going to be, you know, embracing a higher sense of our own self. We're going to be waving our magic wand with acknowledging the divine within our own self and having that be our reality. So how do we navigate it, though? Well, we have a return card here. And it's the King of Cups. And with this energy, we know what we want. We've made up our mind and we're not flexible. Very strong, loving nature, mature energy. It is the Yang energy that reaches out to inspire and heal those lives he touches. A lot of sensitivity and insight. So we're going to be turning within to really honor the sensitivity, the subtle body, those subtle little moments we're going to be dancing with. It also means that we're expressing ourselves in an artistic way. So that's pretty hot.com, especially since I'm a musician. So to all you artists out there, all you creatives, we are about to greet a week where we are co-creating. I'm excited. Oh my God, this is going to be so good. So beautiful. You have been listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You could find me here on skidrowstudios.com every Thursday, 6 p.m. Now, what's happening behind the scenes is I normally announce who's coming to the show about a week prior. And what's happening is there's bookings that are happening. So there's going to be surprises along the way. So I invite you to visit triplegoddesspro.me for more information, as, you know, basically keeping in touch with what's happening, who's coming on the show. And I'm really excited because we're now getting into the master level stuff. Well, I shouldn't say that because everyone who's come onto the show has been a master. But, you know, we're continuing in that tradition. So look for news on that. Beautiful. And while you're at triplegoddesspro.me, I have a variety of different services available to you. And why? Because we're all healing ourselves. We are waking up from our own nightmares. It's all a dream, man. Right on. So with that, let me go ahead and close out with a blessing and a Sat Nam, and then we'll fade into a little exit song. And so I wish you the most magically beautiful week. May your heart guide you. Yeah. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, everybody. All right. Enjoy.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. The deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount. But nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a futile horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a mourning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
love each other.
The Master's Playground.